Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA, the Celtics are 6-0 in the postseason and owners of a 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference semifinals after rallying for a 102-99 win over the Raptors. Meantime, the Nuggets have advanced to the Western Conference semifinals by becoming the 12th team in league history to win a series after trailing 3-1. Nikola Jokic made the tie-breaking basket with 27 seconds left before Denver held off the Jazz 80-78. In the NHL, the Flyers are still alive in the Stanley Cup playoffs after beating the Islanders in overtime 4-3 for the second time in their series. New York still leads 3-2. And in baseball, the Yankees overcame the Rays 5-3. The game ended with empty benches after Tampa Bay pinch hitter Michael Brasso took exception to being buzzed near the head by Aroldis Chapman. Also, the Orioles topped the Mets 9-5, the Braves ripped the Red Sox 10-3, the Marlins edged the Blue Jays 3-2, and the Phillies shut out the Nationals 6-0. At the U.S. Open, Andy Murray needed over 4.5 hours to win his first Grand Slam match in nearly 20 months, dropping the first two sets before earning a 4-6, 4-6, 7-6, 7-6, 6-4 triumph over Yoshihito Nishioka. Meantime, Serena Williams beat Kristi Ahn 7-5, 6-3, and Venus Williams lost in the Open's first round for the first time in her career. Number 20 Karolina Muchova defeated Williams 6-3, 7-5. Lastly, New York bred horse Tis the Law is the 3-5 morning line favorite for Saturday's Kentucky Derby and will attempt to become the first winner from the number 17 post position drawn. I'm Jesse King.